Isabel.
Hello, my name is Denise of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. We're talking to people today about issues facing us all. We would like to include your responses to the survey, which will be kept confidential. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. And in which county do you currently reside?
Hidalgo.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
Yes.
Thank you. And thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidate have you tended to vote for most often? Democrat, Republican, or do you vote independent of party?
Independent.
Thank you. And although you vote for the person and not the one of the merger parties, when you have had to choose between two candidates of whom you knew a little about, have you tended to vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
Thank you. And in what year were you born?
74.
Thank you. And do you favor or oppose the state of Texas creating a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract economic development such as industrial and manufacturing facilities to Texas? Favor or oppose?
Favor.
Thank you. And is that strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Please tell me if you strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose each of the following elements of a proposal to create a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract new industrial and manufacturing facilities in Texas. The first one is, this proposal provides the school district and local community with a tool to attract jobs, and it creates a future tax revenue stream that helps schools, districts pay for expenses, teachers' salaries, and a construction and renovations of school buildings. Favor strongly, favored somewhat, oppose somewhat, or oppose strongly.
Favor somewhat.
Thank you. Next, the property tax discounts given to businesses by school districts are not permanent as they provide tax relief for no more than 10 years. After that, the business property is taxed at 100% of its assessed value. Even during the discount period, businesses pay 100% of the school district debt service taxes, and this is revenue the schools can use immediately for school construction or renovation with no tax rate increase for homeowners. Favor strongly, favor somewhat, or oppose strongly?
Favor strongly.
Thank you. Next, school districts that approve limited temporary tax discounts for businesses have built-in protections and can monitor the company's progress. Companies that fall short of milestones, such as providing a certain number of new jobs, can lose their tax discount and be required to pay back with interest any taxes that will have been due without a discount. Favor strongly, favored somewhat, oppose somewhat, or oppose strongly?
Favor somewhat.
Thank you. Next, the company must demonstrate that the tax discount is a determinant factor on its decision to invest in Texas. Same options.
Favor somewhat.
Thank you. Next, the company must demonstrate that the project and improved facilities will eventually generate more in new tax revenue for the school district than the amount of temporary tax discount the company receives. In other words, the school district must make more than a company saves. Same options.
Favor strongly.
Thank you. Next, having learned more about it, do you favor or oppose creating limited temporary property tax discounts to attract new industrial and manufacturing facilities in Texas?
Favor somewhat.
Thank you. Next, for each statement that I read, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement. The first one is, tax incentive for businesses are corporate welfare and should not be allowed under any circumstance. Agree strongly, agree somewhat, or disagree strongly.
Agree strongly.
Thank you. Next, limited temporary property tax discounts make sense because projects will not come here without them. We need to use tools that other states and countries are using, such as temporary tax discounts, to attract this same option.
I agree strongly.
Thank you. Other states and nations are competing fiercely to land large projects like Samsung, Tesla, and Toyota. Competitive incentives were instrumental in Texas in winning these projects, and we must develop a new economic development program to remain in the game. Same options.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next, state officials pay more attention to cities like Dallas and Houston when it comes to economic opportunities and job creation. It is time to give equal attention to South Texas. Agree strongly, agree somewhat, disagree somewhat, or disagree strongly.
Can you repeat the question?
I'm sorry. State officials paid more attention to cities like Dallas and Houston when it comes to economic opportunities and job creation. It is time to give equal attention to South Texas.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Next, Texas and the United States are experiencing a computer chip shortage because of our reliance on other countries that manufacture chips. This shortage has bottled up the supply chain, leading to delays for cars, trucks, and everyday technology we need. There is no reason that Texas, the ninth largest economy in the world, should be reliant on other countries for strategic supply and material needs.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. We need to bolster production and manufacturing in Texas so we'll not be so dependent on foreign countries for essential items like semiconductors, technology, oil, and natural gas. To do that, we need an economic development.
I strongly agree.
Options.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Property taxes are expensive for everyone. Businesses should not get a discount when homeowners have to pay nearly all of their taxes.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. We should do more and to try and attract oil and natural gas production to South Texas.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Growing the state's manufacturing base is a good way to create sustained long-term jobs and future tax wealth, and limited temporary tax discounts to attract manufacturing projects are worth the payback.
Well, I strongly agree. Is that it, ma'am?
We're almost done. Thank you so much for your time. State lawmakers need to do more to create jobs in your community. Same options.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. From the COVID-19 pandemic to the war in Ukraine to China's aggression towards Taiwan, it is clear that Texas and the United States cannot rely on other countries for our economic and strategic needs like oil and natural gas and personal protective equipment. Same options.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. We're almost done, more than halfway through. Please tell me if each of the following makes you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed creating a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract new industrial and manufacturing facilities in Texas. The first one is incentives such as the one in this proposal simply take money away from other programs the government should be funding. Favor strongly, favored somewhat, opposed somewhat, or opposed strongly.
Opposed somewhat.
Thank you. Next, Texas is losing manufacturing jobs to other states and other countries, and limited temporary tax discounts are a good tool for local communities in Texas to get back their fair share of projects and the jobs and tax revenue that comes with them. Same options.
I strongly oppose.
Thank you. Next, limited temporary tax incentives are...
I gotta go. Thank you.
Within how many hours may we call back then? To finish it, to avoid any future calls. Hello?